Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Tzadi Dalet, mitzvah 594. The mitzvah of giving malchus, the mitzvah upon bezin to give malchus to those who are mechuyev malchus. And this is a team with the next mitzvah, the isra being mosif, one lash on those who are chayev malchus, and bechlal, not to hit any fellow Jew. That will be the next isra, Tav Kuf Tzadi Hei, the isra of chavala. But today we have the mitzvah asay of giving malchus. As we read the Torah tells us the background. When there is an argument that breaks out between two people, and they come to the judges, and they are judged. Bezdin shall hopefully make righteous the righteous, and make wicked, meaning incriminate, those who are guilty. That is the background. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out on this pasuk that tzaddik, we find, is always used for somebody who is karov la'emes. That's tzaddik. Tzaddik Hashem b'chol derachav. Tzaddik is lashon nofel al zesho ha'emes v'hadin ito. Right? What does Paro say in Va'era? Hashem at tzaddik v'ani v'ami harsha'im. What does that mean? Hashem is the one that does a tzedek. No, that does a chesed? No. Hashem at tzaddik, you find there. And also Shmuel Aleph, he quotes, Perachav Dalet, Vayomer El David, tzaddik ata mimeni. Tzaddik always means the emes is with you. And Rabbi Yaakov says, related to that, is the last Mishnah in Shas, the Mishnah at the end of Uksin, which says, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil l'chol tzaddik v'tzaddik shai olamos. Hashem is going to give 310 olamos to every tzaddik. What do you mean every tzaddik v'tzaddik? Are the Chachmi HaMishnah, they're all called tzaddikim? Right, we find, as Rabbi Yaakov quotes, Yosef is called a tzaddik, Binyamin is called a tzaddik. So how could the Tanoim be called tzaddikim? Shouldn't they be called chachamim? So says Rabbi Yaakov, no, that's the point. Every Tana in Shas has tzedek, has emes with him. Even though there are many that argue on each other, and they have opposite shitas, we call makom shneim tzadikim heim, klomar divrei shneim emes hein, tari elu ve'elu divrei lokim chayim. So this is a vard, if anybody ever makes a sima shas. Here's the thought that you can say over, Rabbi Yaakov, right here in Kiseitse, that's called tzadik, but tzadik because every person who is in the Mishnah has a leg to stand on, based on the Gemara in Erevin, elu ve'elu. And as Rabbi Yaakov says, I already wrote about this in Parshas Bereishis, where Rabbi Yaakov asks, how is it possible? Right, no other area of science, of study in the world, have multiple truths. And Torah does. But he says, that's the Medrash. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. That says that Hashem threw emes down to the ground. Hishlich as a emes artsa. What did that mean? So Rabbi Yaakov explained there at length that there are two types of emes. There's what he calls emes la'amita and emes yachasit. Right, the Minchas Asher, in his first volume of Tshuvas, and Akdama also talks about this idea. There's two levels of MS. We try to get to the MS La'amita, but even if we don't get to that MS, there's relative truth, which is also a level of truth in Hashem's eyes. D'mikivan sheninna Torah l'chachma Yisrael l'lamda u'ladarsha k'fiyah v'anasam imkein hushlach ha-MS me'ashamayim la'aret. The MS was given to us to create v'kol echad yachol lios amiti l'fi madrigaso v'hasagaso. And then he says, that's the end of the Mishnah. Hashem oz l'mo yiten Hashem yivarech zemal b'shalom, because Shalom is balanced out by MS. That's Rabbi Yaakov in the introductory psukim, words to our mitzvah. So, people have a fight, have an argument, and they go to the Beis Din. V'haya, in it will be, im bin hakos harasha, if the Rasha is someone who deserves to be hit, bin hakos harasha. V'hi pilo ha-shofet, the shofet shall send him down, bend him down. That's how we learn Rashi quotes that when you give somebody lashes, then they're not standing. Melamed she'in malkino so lo omed v'lo yoshev, elamute, not standing or sitting, but leaning. V'hi pilo ha-shofet, v'hi kahu lefanav, and he is hit in front. V'hi kahu lefanav, in front of him. In front of who? What's the lefanav talking about? Right, we're going to learn later on, we'll mention now, the Minchas Chinuch notes that the Malkus has to take place in front of the Beis Din. Which Beis Din, we have to see. But it's in front of the Beis Din. So this Lefanav is talking about the victim, the one who we're whipping, hit him in front of him, meaning on his chest. Kedei Rish Aso, according to the amount of his wickedness, Bimispar, in exact number. Right, Rashi, Lefanav Kedei Rish Aso, Ula Acharav Kedei Shtayim. In front one, and on the back two, Mikan Amru, Malkinoso Shtei Yod, two-thirds on the back and one-third in the front. Bim is par, the exact number that is mentioned. What's the number? Arbaim Yakenu Lo Yosef. 40 lashes. Lo Yosef, do not add on even one lash. That's the Issa D'Oraisa of Chavala, which we'll have to get to. Pen Yosef Akoso Alela Macharaba, lest you add on one. V'nikla Achicha Leinecha, and he is embarrassed in front of your eyes. So one has to be careful not to add on even one extra lash. That's the Pazik. V'Palu Hashovi V'Kol Lefanav. That's the mitzvah. V'Kol Lefanav. Give him Malkus. Good. So now let's get to the mitzvah. Or even before that, the Nitziv notes. It's amazing. You think about the message of this pasuk. Even Beis Din, they have an allowance to do exactly what they need to do. But they can't go overboard. The Torah says, like any judicial system, even somebody who is guilty and they deserve a punishment, you can't go overboard. Lo ye hefker l'shotrim l'hakos k'mosha chafetzim. Ela ye kederish aso l'fi erich harishus u'bimispar hatzimtzum. Based on what the person did, based on the averis, based on the estimation. Good. So now we get into the mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenitztavu HaBezdin Shebi Yisrael LaHalkos HaOver Malkas Mitzvahs HaTorah. All the Chayvei Malkos are included. There's one mitzvah. We had earlier in Sefer Shmos, we had a separate mitzvah of Skila, Sreif, the Herik, the Chenek, four different mitzvos. The Rambam counts Malkus also as one mitzvah. V'zeu inyan Malkus ha-muzkir b'Talmud. This is Malkus which, where there's many averis that one is chayav Malkus for. The first Mishnah increases, has 36 averis. Malkus always goes with kares. U'ke'inyin shakasafti b'chol mitzvah. Mitzvah she'ish b'chiyah Malkus. Like I've written by many mitzvahs that there's a chiyav of Malkus, where it applies, that's this mitzvah. Good. There is a major machlokes rishonim here between the Rambam and the Ramban. Much of it is in terms of, this machlokes is in terms of conceptual analysis. How do we view it? The Rambam writes in the 14th Shorish Yudalit. How do we put together gedarim that we have for mitzvahs aseh, which he means by onshin, right? This is a major reason, one of the major reasons why the Rambam wrote this sefer. Sefer HaMitzvahs is really an attack on the Bahag, who had written a sefer HaMitzvahs before the Rambam, and the Rambam had a lot to say against the Bahag, starting with Shorish Aleph, where the Rambam says, how could the Bahag count mitzvahs derabanan? It's not true. You can't count mitzvahs derabanan. That's in Shorish Aleph. And then the Rambam says he counts parts of mitzvahs, and he counts mitzvahs twice, and he counts many different arguments. So here's another one. Many of the lists of the Gaonim have separate, Rav Sadia Gaon, the Bahag, have separate mitzvahs for the Azhara and for the Onesh, right? And they have different mitzvahs. So the Bahag counts. The Rambam says, how do I put all this together? Some mitzvahs have Averos of Chiyav Misa, Skila Sreva Herek Chenek. Some of them, Mehem Mashet Sivanu Shenilka HaOver Aleha Malkus, Umehem, some of them have Kares, some of them have Misa De Shemayim, some of them have Karban. So how do I count all these, says the Rambam? You count the mitzvah? Do you count the punishment? What do you do? V'hine Kiyum Elu HaGadarim Kula Mitzvahs Asei. The Rambam says, all of these are Mitzvahs Asei, not separately, but together. Ki anachnu nitztavinu shenaharogze, v'shenilkeze, v'sheniskolze, v'shenakriv karban. It's fascinating. The Rambam says, kill, whip, stone. Right? Nilke is in the middle of naharoge and niskol. V'shenakriv karban, almashen ischayev oso, ba'avreinu alav. V'ofan minyanam hashenimne. How do I count them? Here's my rule, says the Rambam. Ha'arba misos arba mitzvos. Four mitzvahs bezon is four separate mitzvahs. We mitzvahs asay, and I get that from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Zu mitzvahs niskalin, mitzvahs nisrafin, mitzvahs. It says mitzvahs by each one. So I know each one is counted. You don't count every separate one. You're not going to count chiyah misa of Shabbos as one mitzvah, and chiyah misa of avodah zarah as another mitzvah. No, it's all four mitzvahs. V'chein gam kein roi sheyimne hamalkios mitzvah, and also malkus. That's today's mitzvah, right? Malkus should be a mitzvah. V'ein roi sheyimne kol prat me'ageder mitzvah b'fnei atzma ad shenomar derech mashal. You can't say that it's counted separately. So as derech mashal, she'atzivu shenitz tavinu liskol mechalel Shabbos mitzvah achas, mitzvah asei achas. V'skilas Baal Ov, Mitzvah Shnia, Veskilos Ovid Avadazar, Mitzvah Shlishis. Because if you do that, you'll have hundreds and hundreds of mitzvos. Shiloh Ayadavarkin, Ayroi Gamkin Shinimne. If you count all the Chayvi Mises, you should count all the Chayvi Malkias. And I like eating the Vela, and eating pig, and Basar Bechalav, and Love Shatnez. All of them. The Yisrabu as mitzvos, I say, Yosem Arba Meas Mitzvos. There'll be more than 400, and we only need 248. Ukemoshelo nimne kol mechuya malchus, aval nimne mina onish bilvad, vehu amalchus, just like it's just one mitzvah of malchus, kein lo nimne mechuy ve arba misos, so you don't count every single one of the people who are chayav misa, no, four mitzvahs, aval nimne mina haonshin levad, vein skila, srefa, herek, chenek. But the Rambam's emphasis is that malchus and misa go together. They only count one. One skila, one srefa, one herek, one chenek, one malchus. If you look at the Ramban, in theory, is mechalek. Lomaisa. We don't know exactly what the Ramban would do, how he would count, but he says there's a very big difference between Malkus and Misa. Just the biggest difference, says the Ramban, is the Pshuta Shel Mikra. All the Misos in the Torah are written by the Avera. Mechaleleha Mos Yumas. Right? All of them have Mos Yumas. Ragom Yer Gemu Ba'aven. All of them have the Misa, the punishment written by them. Where's Malkus? Our Pasuk. Our Bam Yakenu. It's our pasuk. It's not written by each. That already tips us off that there's something different about Malkus and Misa. Says the Ramban, Va'ani Omer, right here in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Shem nitfos haderach hazeh, b'minyan haMitzvos, l'hiyos haminios b'chal shin samachay, lo saseh, v'kima onish b'over minyan ramach mitzvah saseh, kein, roilem no sen, shiukol onshe misas bezden, nimnim echad le'echad, k'minyan ha'ishim, shem mechuvi onshim. Says the Ramban, it kind of makes sense to have to count every one. Aval haMalkus, that doesn't make sense. Ein dimyono le'ela dimyon yafe. Maybe he's defogging out the Bahag Shita. You count all the Misas, but not all the Malkias. No! Don't compare the two. Lefi. Remember, the Ramban many times in his Svarm of Defense, which is right here on Sefer Mitzvahs, defending the Bahag. Like he writes in Milchamas Hashem, in the Akdamah to Milchamas Hashem, where he says, I'm going to defend the Rif, even though sometimes I think he's wrong. But I'm going to defend him. Because I have to give covet. See here too. He's explaining why there would be a difference between counting each Misa and not every Malkus. Number one, because the Pasuk doesn't say it by each one. And number two, Lefi Shalom Nistavino the Malkus, B'chol Aveir B'fnei Atzma. That's what we just said. Avot Tzivanu Yisparach Mitzvah Klolis Achar Alav and Kulam Shenilke Al Kolav Domil Alav Dachasima Kemo Sheba Pefer Shemekubal V'lochein Lo Yimne HaMalkus B'shum Panav B'mitzvah Rabos. It makes sense to count every one of the Misas separately. The Onshim even, like some Gaonim do. But not Malkus. Why? Why? So explain the Achronim. Maybe there's a big difference by the onish of Misa and the onish of Malkus. When the onish of Misa, every Aveira that I do, if a person does an Aveira that's Mechayiv Misa, it's that specific act that's Mechayiv him Misa. It's the Chilul Shabbat, it's the Avodah Zarah, it's the Molech, it's the every Aveira, it's the Arayas. It's the act that is Mechayiv. Yes, I'm not going to be put to death. The person will not be put to death until Gemar Din L'Misa. But it's the act that's Mechayiv, it's every unique act. And that's why you can count every Misa separately. But when this is the Svar of the Ramban. But when it comes to Malkus, even when you're Chayiv Malkus, it's a generic Chiyuv of violating the Dvar Hashem. That's how we have to look at it. It's generic. Yes, there's Chaylev and there's Chazer, but it's all generic. In the way the words of Rabbi Chanan in Ksubis Os Nun Ches, quoting Rabbi Leib Rubin, Mi Vilkemir, L'chalek bein Misa l'malkus. The Malkus hu al ha'isur, aval chiyav Misa hu mipnei shehi eshes ish. The Misa is totally on the mitzias, the act that was done. While the Malkus is on the avira that you do, it's on the rebellion against God. That's the difference between Malkus and Misa. And with this, if you look at the Mitzvah HaMelech, he explains a problem with the Rambam that some Achronim have. The Rambam writes in Isurei Bia, Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf Aleph, a woman who comes and says, I am a married woman. We have no idea she's married. I married a woman and she's Mizana. You don't kill her. Ain't Arganosa. Because she is not believed to say, Eid Echad, she's not believed to put herself in a state where you're going to kill only if she's Huchzika Be'ir Shloshim Yom, she is a married woman, then you would kill her. But for a Chiyav Misa, you need Huchzak. You can't just rely on her. But what about in the Rambam in Parachaf of Yisroel via Misha Bab Bizman Azev, Omar Kohen Ani, if somebody comes and says, I am a Kohen, he's asked to marry a Grusha. Even without saying, you don't need Huchzak there. But it looks not fair. Or another example, a much discussed Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Perek Tez Zayin, Halacha Vav, Einot Tzarek Shnei Eidim L'Malkus, Ela B'Shas Maisa. You don't need two Eidim to give somebody lashes, except witnessing the act of eating, Chelev, whatever it is. Aval Ha'isr Atzmo Be'Echad Yuchzak. But to establish the reality, even one Eid, Ketzah, for example, Amar Eid Echad Chelev Klayos Huzeh, if one Eid says, this is Chelev, Kilai hakerem hein peiros elu. These fruit are kilayim. Grusha ozona hi ishazu. He establishes a reality. Ve'achal o ba'al be'edim. Acher shahusrabo. Harei ze loke. Ava bishe ikro iser be'edachot. Even though it was only established with one, that's enough for Malkus. Why? So explain the achronim. What's the difference between the case of Ashes Ish, you don't kill her, and here Malkus? Because when it comes to Malkus, really, it's on the rebellion. It's not on the actual reality that took place. So even if you're not 100% sure, you are 100% sure, at least we can rely on her words in this case to establish the Eid Echad. But when it comes to Misa's on the act. For the act, you need two Eidim. You need two witnesses, or you need Huchzaka Ba'ir. So that's an important discussion, the difference between Malkus and Misa, and maybe that's the Ramban Svara. The Ramban that says it would make sense to count every Misa, but not to count every one of the Malkus, because Malkus is more generic. L'may Nafkamina, is there a Nafkamina between this? And let's say the Rambam wouldn't say that they're so separate. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah, so he puts both of them together, maybe he would say they're more similar. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Malkus B'makam Misa Omedes. There's more of an affinity between Malkus and Misa. And not only, right, Tosfos there has two deis. What does it mean, Malkus, Malkus, Misa, Omedes? Tosfos' second day is that, well, sometimes people die from the Malkus, the Bezin didn't estimate properly. Okay, then I'm not saying something fundamental about Malkus. But the Gemara elsewhere says, Mali Katla Kula, Mali Katla Palga. Even wounding somebody is partially killing them. So in that way, it's a stand-in. That's even why there's a day in the Tanaim, Sanhedrin Daf Yud, that you need 23 for Malkus, not just 3, because it's been Malkus Misa. First day of Tosfos there is because B'nai Noach as Haran Zumisas, and they'll get Misa, we'll get Malkus for certain Averis. So the Rabbi might have that type of approach. We put them more together. But L'may Nafkamina explains the Mitzvah HaMelech. What about Hasra? Hasra, there's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether Hasra has to be specific or not. Do you have to warn for the specific Avera or just say, if you do this Avera? The Rashi in Shvuas Tavchaf, the Minchas Chinuch always loves to quote it, even says you have to quote the right Pasuk. But it's a machlokas rishonim, right? The Tosfos is the beginning of Baba Kama, and also in Klal Gadol say, no, you don't have to give the hasra of the exact aveira. You just can't give the wrong hasra. But you don't have to give the exact aveira, so maybe that would be tully. Maybe there's a difference, and this helps out to answer some stiras between Misa and Malkus. When it comes to Malkus, maybe you don't have to give the exact one, because Malkus is more of a generic violating the Dvar Hashem. And therefore, the hasra could be more general. Mashenki in the Misa. No, every Misa is Mechuyav based on the actual Aveira that was done, and therefore there's a big difference between Malkus and Misa. Good, let's continue now. Says the Sefer HaChinuch Mishorshi HaMitzvah. The Shorsh behind this Mitzvah Lefi. She Yisrael Nikran Banav Shel Makom. The Bnei Yisrael are called children of Hashem. V'ratza Baruch Hu Liyasrum Al Aveira. Hashem wants to punish them today. She Yeshuvu Elav. Punishment is not just to punish, but it's to get them to do tshuva, to come back to Him. V'yizku ba'achrona ba'olam shekulo tov. And I'll get punished now, so then I'll be zoche to the world that's kulo tov in the future. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, Yaser bincha ki yesh tikva, velhemiso al tisa v'nafshecha, u'mizeh yisod, and that's why we estimate, right, if it was just to punish him, so give him Malkus as many as 39, and if he dies, he dies. No, we don't say that. We estimate. And if we estimated, if we see he's about to die, we don't give him any more. And even let's say we estimated him that he can handle only 10 or 9. And we give him 9. And then realize he can handle more. We don't give more. Once we have the estimation, we have the estimation. So we're making on both counts. So why is that? Because the point isn't to punish him ad until the last tikduka shel nefesh. Ukefi masha hayu misharin bo she yachal lizbo manamakos v'lo yamis bohen hayu makanoso. That's what we do. V'yafilo achersham do, as we just said. If he can't do it, he can't do it. Right, and that is something that we take into account. The ultimate message of the Malkus is not just the Malkus, as we see, it's the tshuva. And that's, interestingly, what the Gemara says in Brachas, in Daf Zayin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Tova mardus achas belibo shel adam yoser mikama malkios. One internal whip, we will call it, is greater than all the malkus in the world. Shenemar ur etzva et ma'aveha. Right, of course, the pasuk in Hosea. But Rabbi Yochanan, even one, I saw one of the Mefarshim say, maybe that's the extra one. It's 40, but it's 39 plus 1. The 1 is what the 39 is supposed to go into our hearts, and in that way, inspire us. Again, there's a lot on the 40 and the 39, but we'll leave that for the next mitzvah, when we talk about the amazing shita of the Rambam, relating to the 40 and the 39. Midini ha-mitzvah, but let's continue now. The halachas of this mitzvah, Malkus, the mitzvah saseh, Masham HaZachron HaLevracha, of course, the mitzvahs upon Bezdin, to inflict malchus where a person is mechuyev. Case in malchus, so what do you do? He holds on, and the chazan grabs his clothing, and if they rip a little bit, it's okay, and we bend him over. We bend him over, and we're makeh. We're makeh in, it has to be, as we know, multiples of three. It has to be divisible by three. U'makeh oso shlish ha-makos b'lefanav sh'yodos b'le'achorav, one-third front, two-thirds back, and while he's saying it, he quotes the pasuk from the end of the Torah, lo tishmor lasos, v'hiv la'shem es lakoscha v'chulu. This is the mitzvah of Malkus. V'no heges, the chinuch ends off. Mitzvah zu be'eretz Yisrael, she'esham bezdin samuch. The mitzvah flies in Eretz Yisrael when there is a bezdin samuch. Quoting the Rambam, does not say when there is a Sanhedrin, right? It's not like, does that need a Sanhedrin? You just need smuchin, right? This is the chinuch following the Rambam and the Rambam Lashitaso, that it's possible to have smuchin, even bezman hazeh, right? Even where we don't have an ish v'pi ish, the Rambam's famous shita in Perek Dal and Halacha Yud Aleph, nirin liadvarim, she'eskimu kol ha-chachamim she'be'eret Yisrael, limnos dayanin, v'lis mochosan, if all the chachamim of Eretz Yisrael, right? That's the kahal Yisrael. Not the rabbis of the world. The rabbis of Eretz Yisrael, they get together to appoint Dayan and Balismoch Hosan, Hare Elu Smuchin, Vyeshlam Ladun Dine Knossos, Vyeshlam Lismoch Lacherim. Imke Lamahayu Acham and Starn Alasmicha, why were the Chum so upset? So it wouldn't be Mavutal. Because, how are you going to get all the rabbis together? Lefishi Yisrael Mefuzarin, we're all gathered, Vyeshar Shiaskimu Kulan. That's the tragedy. Not that we can't do it, but we won't do it. The Rambam says, you know, we need, but this is Lashitaso. The Rambam holds it can be smuchin even without a Sanhedrin. The Chinuch is following that, and therefore, Malkus could be even Bizman Hazeh. The Smag writes Malkus Bizman Hazeh without a Sanhedrin is Durabanan. But that's the halacha. The Amr Zachron Lavracha, Chazal say the beginning of Sanhedrin, that it's Bishlosha, Shlosha, Bezdin, Smuchin, Malkin. You don't need 23. Bezdin, overall Zeh, Bezdin violates and does not give Malkus to someone who deserves it, Bitel Asay Zeh. He is Mevatel the Asay. Again, there's a lot more here, but Hashem will pick up next time with other issues related to Malkus, the second mitzvah in this pair.